I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. What to do about North Korea's nuclear program? It's a problem the past three U.S. presidents have grappled with little to show for their efforts. And now more evidence has come to light that North Korea aspires to produce enriched uranium. An American nuclear scientist posted a report this weekend about his recent trip to the East Asian country. He said he was taken to a new uranium enrichment plant there. Such a facility could give North Korea the ability to build more nuclear weapons. Christopher Hill was America's point man on Korea in George W. Bush's second term. Ambassador Hill was the Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian Affairs and Pacific Affairs. Prior to that, he was ambassador to Seoul, South Korea. He's now dean of the University of Denver's School of International Studies. Ambassador, the current U.S. Special Envoy for North Korea, Stephen Bosworth, described the revelation this way.
This is obviously a disappointing announcement. It is also another in a series of provocative moves by the DPRK. That being said, this is not a crisis. We are not surprised by this.
All right, so that's Stephen Bosworth, the current U.S. Special Envoy to North Korea. Ambassador Hill, he says we're not surprised. Are you?
Well, probably not, because you recall in 08, the talks broke down essentially over the issue of verification, and they had made a declaration on a number of things, and we wanted to verify it, and they wouldn't give us adequate means to verify, and so the talks broke down. And one of the issues was precisely the issue of uranium enrichment. So I also agree it's a setback, and that's obviously why Ambassador Bosworth is out there in the region talking to the partners, and especially the Chinese, because the Chinese have been telling us for years, oh, you Americans, you're too worried about this uranium enrichment. Don't worry about it. Well, it's obviously something we need to worry about now.
Is this really a dangerous situation? I mean, you say you're not entirely surprised by it. Same thing as Ambassador Bosworth. He says it's not a crisis. What is it?
Well, first of all, I mean, there's always a question about what are the North Koreans up to here. And one of the big problems is they made a declaration, which ultimately they were not prepared to allow us to verify. And the declaration included their saying that they did not have a uranium enrichment program. Now, we didn't ask them to say, do you have a highly enriched uranium program? We asked if you have any uranium enrichment program. They said they don't. So I think there's going to be a bit of a crisis of confidence here, because we have a country that, you know, sat there in front of the other five countries and essentially lied to us.
Yeah, but that's not news. I mean, that's happened before.
Well, no, that's not news, but they did it in a six-party meeting. They did it as part of a solemn declaration, and I think that's a problem for the overall process. Now, the United States made a big push on verification, and I think appropriately so. And we were told by the Chinese, don't worry about it so much. Well, clearly we were right to worry about it.
And what is the worry specifically for the United States?
Well, here's the issue. If the North Koreans have an ongoing and up-and-running uranium enrichment program without any safeguard measures, without any, you know, commitment to the IAEA, to the International Atomic Energy Agency, without any commitment to the Non-Proliferation Treaty, we have a country that seems to be intent on going it alone and potentially producing more nuclear material. North Korea has a history of selling just about anything, and so we have a proliferation concern. And then we have the concern of neighbors such as South Korea or Japan, and they have to ask themselves the question, are they going to continue to be non-nuclear while this little country goes ahead with nuclear weapons, with the potential of threatening these countries in the future?
One more thing. When you mentioned proliferation, that being one of the primary worries for the United States, who were you worried that North Korea would send or sell nuclear materials to?
We don't know. I mean, they don't have any history of relationships with Middle East terrorists, for example. But, you know, who knows?
Well, they kind of do, though, because didn't they get some of the material to begin with from AQ Khan in Pakistan?
Well, they had some. You're absolutely right. They clearly had a relationship with AQ Khan, who had a kind of nuclear smuggling network out of Pakistan. So you're right about that. I'm saying they don't have relationships that we're aware of with, you know, terrorist groups. But certainly, you know, this is a country that does not play by the rules, that does not respect the international community, the international standards. And so I think it is of concern. And I think appropriately so, we're going to really go back to the Chinese and make sure they pick up the pace in terms of these of this process.
Christopher Hill is dean of the Joseph Corbell School of International Studies at the University of Denver and a former ambassador to South Korea. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.